This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Welcome on into the second hour of First Take. Charlie, you still waking up over there? I'm riding high off my coffee buzz right now.
I'm not a coffee guy. So I just kind of jump right into it.
Just pound in some water.
Just go right into it, man. Let's get to it.
Yeah, obviously a late night action. We had to deal with some LSU football the Georgia-Alabama game going later into the evening. I don't know if you stayed up for the California matchup with Oregon and UCLA. There's just no way I could. You're watching football, so it's not that bad.
Yeah, right, exactly. No, I did not stay up for that game. I did stay up for both of the LSU-South Alabama and Georgia-Alabama games. Did you see Brian Kelly's presser last night, by the way?
I have not seen Kelly.
This is a complete side note. We're not obviously talking about...
So you've stayed up later than me.
Yes. So at the end of it, like, you could hear, like, when it's like halfway through, he starts just hearing cheering in the background. People were like freaking out, and he was just like, yeah, they're watching the Georgia Alabama game, like the
nice
team, yeah, after the game. So
what a wild ending there. Obviously, though, what a comeback from Georgia after Alabama came out and looked like they were gonna rout them, but the Bulldogs are able to come back only to be let down so badly.
The Georgia Bama game started before LSU
yes,
South Alabama,
right,
and it ended after because obviously they were watching it. So it's kind of funny. But, yeah, let's hope that we can make some Georgia fans kind of sad again by taking down the Dirty Birds today.
Exactly. They've been disappointed yesterday, and sorry, some more disappointment coming to the Dirty Birds area today with the Saints invading the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, basically home away from home for the black and gold.
I saw a tweet that was joking about Minnesota fans, right? Like Minnesota sports fans, they had – the Twins get eliminated in baseball a couple of days ago, and then they traded Carl Anthony Towns in basketball. He's like one
wild,
of their,
right,
their pillar players for basically a decade. And then Minnesota, the college, University of Minnesota, kind of lost to Michigan on a controversial onside kick call from the officiating. So Minnesota sports fans are feeling kind of bad, and Green Bay fans, you know, they're looking at their rival, hoping to push them down further. That's kind of what Saints fans are feeling about, you know, Georgia and Atlanta fans. Keep pushing them down.
Yeah, you mentioned with Green Bay there, that's someone I'm actually curious to find out if Jordan Love ends up playing today. I don't think the plan is that. I just saw him on, you know, the Twitter sphere. They had him filmed walking into the stadium for game day.
I think he's supposed to go, but Malik Willis did a pretty good job in his stuff.
Filling in, right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Looking at this matchup, obviously the Saints versus the Dirty Birds, who have gone 1-2 on the season.
Yes, sir.
A lot of talk has been they could easily 3-0. You could always flip that and say, oh, they could easily be 0-3 as well.
They should be 0-3. That's the funny thing. It's like,
Eagles coughed up that game, obviously late.
Correct.
We've
got a couple texters. Let's see. Sam had this one earlier as well. Said, guys, I have an uneasy feeling about this one. I'm feeling 24-20, but I'm not sure which way it goes. That's kind of around where you would think, just based off of the games that the Falcons have played so far this year, their defense has been solid, and they've played a lot of teams close. Like, each of their games have been basically one-possession games that have come down to the wire. You know, with the Steelers, they kick all the field goals, and they end up winning that game. and I think it was 18-10 final. But then against, you know, the Eagles, they come from behind in that 40-second drive, like that other texter had mentioned about, you know, don't let Kirk Cousins get after it because he can carve you up. He absolutely can, and he showed that when he played the Eagles in those final 40 seconds after, you know, having some struggles earlier in the game. They win that game. And then against, you know, the Chiefs this past week on Monday Night Football, like, that game was kind of wild because there were a couple different potential pass interference calls that could have gone Atlanta's way, especially one in the end zone where, had it happened, maybe we're talking about a 2-1 Falcons team instead of a 1-2 Falcons team. But it seems like the Chiefs get a nice majority of those calls in their favor. I don't want to be like a conspiracy theorist or anything, but now you're looking. I'm not crying over spilled milk because it's the Falcons too.
Right, exactly.
At the same time, they're 1-2 for a reason. They've had offensive issues at times this year. As I mentioned, the 16.3 points per game ranks 26th in the NFL. The 22% third down conversion rate rates 29th. So if you're the Saints defense, this can't be the game where this Falcons unit led by a new quarterback in Kirk Cousins starts to feel confident. You got to make sure that they keep it down. Like, if the Saints defense can just do what they've done for the first 3 weeks against Carolina, against Dallas, and against Philadelphia, like, they'll keep you in this game. And it might be like Sam had mentioned here, as he said he doesn't know which way he's feeling about it, 24-20. It's probably going to be some type of score like that. That's what you would anticipate, right? With both teams missing offensive linemen, probably feel a little bit more comfortable playing the under potentially here. But as far as, you know, final score, if the Saints can keep that Falcons offense to 20 or below, you give yourself a shot. And I think they can.
You know, always, obviously, something wild always happens in this matchup, too. You heard enough me and Charlie babbling about right now. Let's get into some real football minds. Mike Dettillier, Deuce McAllister, earlier this week on Sports Talk, breaking down what we can expect to see in this Falcons matchup against the Saints and what we need to see the black and gold do.
Your opinion, and just watching from television standpoint and what you've seen with Kirk Cousins, that's Abraham's boy. I mean, because I think he sort of looks at Kirk similar to him, and they sort of rhythm type passers. I thought game one, man, he was awfully stiff, and you could understand that, him coming off the Achilles injury. He looked a little better, a little bit more with some movement against Kansas City in a game they should have won. They really should have beat Kansas City and let that slip away from them. But your thoughts on Kirk, who has had some really, really good games against the Saints when he was in Minnesota.
I am sending the kitchen sink at him. I don't care. I am sending the kitchen sink. I am sending the kitchen sink at him. And really, you know, it's not really from the outside. I know Alante Taylor is, you know, he's got, what, 4 sacks, and he's come off the edge. You know, I'm going to send that as well. But I am showing double A gap. And, Kirk, you're either going to be in shotgun and getting the ball out of your hands. But if you're under center, one, I'm testing your new center that you have here, and two, I'm going to see if you can move, because if the pressure can get there in your face and you can't move out of the way, then I know I have a pretty good chance that ball's got to come out hot. I cannot allow you to sit back there and be able to just dissect my defense and get it to the weapons that you have on the edge, and it looks like they're starting to get it to a lot of those weapons out there on the edge. You know, they've got a lot of pretty toys at the running back position, the tight end, and the receiver position. You know, the question is, can the quarterback get it to them consistent? And I'm sending the sink at him. I am sending the sink at him.
Yeah, because, again, he was never known as a movement guy, but you can tell he's not the same guy anymore. And I understand that coming off the injury. I really, really do in that part. And also, you don't have your starting center or your starting right tackle, most likely, in this game. We've seen a lot more of Ray Robinson in the lineup for Atlanta than maybe we saw a year ago with them and how they use him, and also the addition of Darnell Mooney. He brings him some speed element. We all know Darnell when he played here at Tulane and when he was with the Bears. And then, man, Drake London. I remember last year during the preseason and talking to Jen Hale. Jen does the preseason games for the Falcons. And she was like, that's who they say is the next big thing here in Atlanta. It's Drake London. They're not talking about Pitts like this. They're talking about Drake London. They have two targets, two distinct targets. One, that big, tall, lengthy receiver, and then the speed guy in Darnell Mooney.
No, I agree, and I think, you know, obviously all three of them are a little bit different. Bijan looks like the guy that you thought he would be, and, you know, he's done a really nice job being able to pick up the blitz. But, I mean, it's the ball. When he has the ball in his hands and he can make people miss and doing some different things like that, that's what the Saints have to be aware of. You know, he's basically a guy like Alvin that can do a little bit of everything, and he's going to be a stop and start guy. I mean, and so you've got to be able to, hey, I see him, and I'm going to unleash on him. I can't just say, he's going to slow down. No, he's a stop and start guy as far as that everything he wants to do. And, you know, not necessarily cut back, but he will cut a lot back. And, you know, they use him out of the backfield. They throw it to him out wide. And, you know, they're using him a lot more, but they still will throw Algier in there. And then, you know, it looks like finally your tight end is 100% healthy. You know, I still think they could probably target him a little bit more. And after –
after what you saw
this weekend, you know, I imagine they're going to say, "Yep, that's a matchup we feel like we can win a lot more." And so the Saints defensively, you got to have your hands full. I mean, but you've done it before. It's just going to be, can you lock in?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Can you lock in the great Deuce McAllister with Mike Dettillier there talking about this matchup upcoming for a noon start right here on WWL and the Odyssey app. Saints Falcons. And man, oh man, you love to hear that from dudes. Bring the kitchen sink at them.
Yeah, like someone on our text line said, just keep blitzing. And I mean, you run a little bit of a risk of that. Like, at all costs, get them on the ground, first and foremost. Like, you understand that. But, God, the front four, if they could just get pressure without having a blitz.
You're confident that Kirk can't get away from it if you are able to get around
him. No, and just wrap him up and put him on the ground. I'll keep saying that.
And maybe he'll chuck one up there for you.
Right. Well, that's actually a good point as well, Steve, is the turnover margin that Bobby always loves to talk about.
Like key stat,
it is a huge key. The Saints are +4 in turnover margin, which is third in the NFL through the first 3 weeks. +4. Really, really solid. The Falcons, -2. 24th. You want to know what the difference between 2-1 and 1-2 is?
Right.
And why the Falcons lost some close games? Turnover margin. So we'll see what happens there. As to Deuce's point, because Mike also brought that up about Kyle Pitts. Copycat league, we saw what Dallas Goedert just did to the Saints last week.
Right.
Kyle Pitts still hasn't gotten going. And he had that fantastic rookie year. I know he's dealt with some injuries, but at the same time, the quarterback play, you know, when he had Matt Ryan throwing him the ball, the best year of his career. Desmond Ridder and Taylor Heinicke,
Not so much. Right.
If you're looking at so far this year, he has 12 targets through the first three games, 8 receptions, 105 yards, and a touchdown. It just seems like the connection with Kirk Cousins hasn't necessarily established just yet. So this can't be his get-up game as well. This can't be when people start saying, oh, Kyle Pitts finally has a quarterback thrown to him. He can flash his talent. They can, you know, we could see why he was the top tight end taken ever, the number fourth overall pick a couple of years back. So, yeah, that's a huge key that Deuce and Mike brought up as far as making sure that Kyle Pitts stays kind of contained.
And obviously talking about the quarterback with the Falcons, first year for Kirk Cousins in the Dirty Bird uniform. We've obviously been accustomed to seeing him when his years with the Minnesota Vikings and what he's capable of. The Saints have faced him five times. Here's what head coach Dennis Allen had to say about the Falcons signal caller, Kirk Cousins.
He's played a long time in this league, and he understands, you know, the looks that you're giving him. And so I think he does a good job of, you know, operating the offense, getting them into good plays, making some checks at the line of scrimmage. I think he, you know, sees the coverage pretty well, can get through his progressions, find the open guy. You know, I think he plays professional quarterback, you know, plays the game from the neck up, which he does exceptionally well.
You mentioned, Charlie, too, one of our texters on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talking text line saying, don't sleep on Kirk, he can hurt you.
Sir.
We know that for sure.
Absolutely. Kirk Cousins in his career versus the Saints, got some numbers for you here, Steve. Five games in his career versus the Saints. 117.6 passer rating. I mean, just that blows you away from the get-go. 1,569 yards in five games, which, you know, math's out to a 313 per game average as far as passing yards go. 13 touchdowns and 2 interceptions.
Yeah, I don't like that.
So that doesn't include the playoff matchup.
Right.
But here's another thing that's interesting about that. This dates back to his career with Washington, by the way. He's 2-3 against the Saints in his regular
season. Right, record isn't there, but the numbers are nice.
The numbers are spicy. Like, that is, you know, once again, I'll read it off again. A 70.6 completion percentage against the Saints, 313.8 yards thrown per game, and then 13 touchdowns to 2 interceptions in his career against the Saints in those 5 regular season games. But still a 2-3 record.
Dennis Allen even added more on Kirk Cousins and really praised the guy's IQ.
You get these veteran quarterbacks that have played a long time in our league that are, you know, highly intelligent. They're hard to fool. So, you know, that won't be something that'll be easy for us to do.
You know, dealing with an experienced guy back there, obviously not someone that you're gonna rattle very easily.
Like we kind of mentioned, as far as blitzing him, like, yes, you can blitz him. But at the same time, he's seen all the different blitzes that you can throw his way.
You got to get home.
Yeah, exactly. So build on those 11 sacks that you already have this season, which ranks 5th in the NFL. You're feeling good about that start from the defensive line. But this is we cannot emphasize enough, such a gigantic game for the Saints defensive front. If Percy and if, you know, Carl Granderson and Chase Young and Nathan Shepard, Cam Jordan can get after Kirk Cousins and put him on the ground, it is just the biggest key that I can think of for this matchup.
Want to hear from you on Oaken Heart Jewelers Talking text line, folks. 504-260-1870. Rolling along with First Take coming up at 10 o'clock. Bobby Hebert will be joining us in studio for the Bud Light Countdown to kickoff, and that'll bring you up to game time. Turn down that national sound on the television. You got to turn up our local call with Nostradamus, Deuce McAllister, the man that can predict football plays.
They still haven't come up with a nickname for him yet.
I don't know. Yeah, something.
Yeah, I thought of like Nostradamus, but I think that's maybe a little bit of a stretch. But he's the best at predicting those plays. It's so funny because like Coleman will be grabbing the highlights and he'll like have to include Deuce saying, I'm feeling a turnover here. I think the Saints are getting to the ball. Like they're punching at it. They're finally going to get a turn. And then all of a sudden a fumble. It's just like, okay, yeah, you got it.
We got to bring Deuce definitely to the lotto line and get some of the Powerball numbers. Along with him, obviously, the voice of the Saints, Mike Haas. They have your call for you in Atlanta. And our sideline reporter, Jeff Nowak, will bring you the latest and greatest from the sidelines there. Hopefully see a big black and gold contingent invading the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. We'll be back.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here.
If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.